Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And our show today is also known as the Pan Am Show because I have three of my Pan Am buddies sitting here with me. I have Yvonne, Joy, and Nancy, who flew for Pan Am back in the day, just like me. And we're talking about some of our experiences and really why Pan Am still is so beloved by so many people and why it's still our favorite airline. I mean, really, Pan Am was iconic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have some more questions for you guys, because I have the answers to these questions, but I want you all to share your perspective with our listeners. Now, I get this question all the time, and I'm sure you all do too. And that is, were you ever in any close calls or any emergencies or any situations that could have presented themselves to be not so good?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yvonne, you want to start it off?
Well, I had a couple. One was a bomb threat. We just took off from Kyoto, Japan, and the bomb threat was called in, and we turned around and landed immediately and had to do emergency evacuation on the tarmac. And it turned out there was no bomb, and it was probably a disgruntled passenger.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all is well that ends well. And
absolutely.
Another one was a fire in the first last galley.
Mm.
And this was on the 707. And it was totally amazing that you did everything you had to do, the drill of extinguishing the fire, because you learned it. And then afterwards, I sat down in the little lounge, and my knees started shaking. But during the time, I was okay.
You were right there and able to handle it. Well, anyone else have any situation you want to share?
I, too, had a bomb threat, which turned out to be nothing. I had an engine blow on takeoff, and we had to dump fuel and do an emergency landing. And the scariest thing to me was when I had a layover in Tehran, I had two attempts at being kidnapped right out of the hotel.
What?
Yes. And thankfully that didn't happen. I still think I had God and the angels with me, because I was able to close my hotel room door against two men in robes.
So they were trying to just push
take
their way.
They were trying to take me out of my room.
Right out of your room.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I would have, and my room had been given to me. It was a setup, I figured later. I'd been given the room next to the fire escape, and I would have disappeared down there. And apparently, this happened successfully to someone, another Pan Am girl, who won't talk about it to this day. So, I'm very grateful.
Yeah,
that
very grateful.
I did not.
And very blessed.
It was
too.
Not successful. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and when I started flying in the 70s, I mean, there were rumors about those kind of things happening.
And that's when it was in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, Tehran was dangerous even then. It didn't just start.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. Absolutely. And Joy, what about you? Any situations?
You know, I was very fortunate, really, not to have anything very, very significantly bad ever happen during my years of flying. The only thing was a bomb scare in Bermuda, where after takeoff, we had to go back and land, but we didn't inflate the slides or anything. We just got off the airplane and they searched. But I never had an incident, and I felt very fortunate.
Well, that was very fortunate. I had a situation where we were actually escorted to land in Syria, where two Syrian fighter planes came beside our airplane and had us land in Syria. And it was during the time when there were some other airlines of our allies that were also asked to land as well. So they said that we were spying, and that that's why we were flying, and that we were off course. But, you know, it was just one of those things where, you know, you just wanted to land, get back in the air, and just kind of get out of there. So there were some crazy, crazy situations, I think, that we were faced with. But, you know, we were flying at a time also, too, when, you know, things happen. You know, there were lots of bombings and things that were going on. And, you know, there were times when we'd have to go back to the gate, as you mentioned, Yvonne, and, you know, you guys mentioned. And sometimes, you know, we would have to search around on the airplane, too.
Mm-hmm.
So those things did happen. But, you know, there were also those fun things, too, that happened. So any celebrity passengers or any celebrities on any of your flights? Okay, Nancy, I see you shaking your head.
Well, let's see. I was a pretty new flight attendant one time coming back from London, and I was working first class, and this person got on the plane, and I knew who he was, and he started flirting with me and flirted with me the entire trip and asked me if I'd come sit down next to him, and I said no, I couldn't. I had to, you know, work. And so later on, we went up to the first class lounge, and he taught me to play backgammon, and he asked me out when we got to New York, and that was Cat Stevens. That's one story.
Did you go out with him?
No, I did not.
You have to tell the whole story.
I did
Nancy.
Not. Okay. I could have left everyone dangling.
What about you, Joy?
Well, I think I had a lot of celebrities on my flights, but I think the most fun one was on a layover in Fairbanks, Alaska. Bob Hope was up there with his whole entourage doing a show for the Air Force Base there. And at that time, the only hotel in town wasn't really a hotel, but kind of a two-story motel run by travelers. So they were all staying at the same place where we had our layovers. So we left a note in his box there in the hotel that we were a Pan Am crew in town and could we possibly come to the show. So he sent an Air Force limousine with this young lieutenant to drive us to the show that night, gave us front row seats, and we saw the whole show, and then we were invited to the cocktail party afterwards for the members, all the members of his show and the brass on the bass. So that was really a lot
of fun.
That was really cool. You know, I had a chance to go to a Stevie Wonder show in Vienna, Austria once. So similar situation. We met the band and had a chance to be invited to come. But now, Yvonne, what about you? Any celebrity sightings on your flights?
Yes, I had Marlon Brando going to Tahiti, of course. And Mal Torme, not too many people will know him anymore. He was a singer and songwriter, and various politicians. And the politicians in general behaved the worst.
Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe they didn't think that anyone was on there that would be voting for them and see that behavior. Now, you know, one of the things, too, that as flight attendants that we had to juggle all the time was home life as well as our life on the road. So I think we're coming down to the end of the segment. We have just a couple of minutes. So I'll take one person's sort of feedback on just how you manage that. So, Joy, why don't I start with you? Have about a minute. How do you manage life on the road and life at home?
When I was single, it was okay because I didn't have to work around anyone else's schedule or be responsible to anyone else. But I flew for a few years after I got married, and then even for a little while after my first son was born. And that was when it was really difficult. My husband was an airline pilot, and so we tried to coordinate our schedule so that we could be home a few days at a time together. And then after my son was born, trying to find decent care for him when I was out on a trip, you know, it was very, very difficult, and actually was the reason why I eventually quit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can understand that. And now, ladies, I want to hear from you guys too, Nancy, Yvonne, when we come back. So we're going to take a break right now. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Sit tight. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to Can Do Radio on North Georgia's News Talk WDUN, presented by Roberts Plumbing. Call us if we can do for you online at callrobertsplumbing.com.
I could hear it through the line. I could tell from the cracking of voice, the static, the noise that's leaving on the mind. But when it comes to you, I'll do whatever I gotta do.